sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time. We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock. Many thousands of years ago, when man was still sporting a bearskin coat, a matted beard, and a taste for raw meat, he discovered fire. He used this remarkable new invention to warm himself, to protect his people from their natural enemies, and to worship. A little later, he found out that his meat was tastier when cooked, and fire became an even greater boon. Still later, fire was used to propel a boat or run an engine, and in the course of time, it became a necessity of life. But although fire had been harnessed, it was never subdued. Civilization must always be on its guard against it. For all it needs is a guiding hand and a demented mind to run completely wild.
What time is it, Matt?
Nearly 7.
She'll be here in a minute, ma'am.
Who?
Mamie.
Who's Mamie?
Oh, Ralph. Just get a listen when I talk to you. Do you know we've been without a cook and housemaid for over a week now, don't you?
I haven't complained, have I?
Not you haven't. I'm the one who's had to do the cooking.
Yeah.
Well, I've had good luck. I put my meat papers yesterday and the chilling cooled up. He's coming here for an interview tonight.
Oh, good. Where'd you put my paper?
It's right there in front of your nose, darling.
Oh, yes.
Did I hope he doesn't disappoint you?
Who?
Mamie.
Whose name is it?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I think I haven't caught her yet.
What?
So this pyromaniac is on the loose, nicknamed the Flaming Francis. He started 4 fires in the past 2 months.
Where, Ralph?
Throughout the city. The last one was on Saunders Street.
But that's not far away from here.
No. He started a fire in the basement. 3 people were burned to death.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, well, they'll get it sooner or later. They put special police on the case.
Why do people do things like that, Ralph?
Oh, well, I don't know. Something wrong up there, I guess. They're sick as well as criminal.
Oh, yes. When Mamie gets here, let me do the interview. I don't want you to scare her away.
Scare her away? What do I look like, a zombie?
You're liable to say something treacherous, darling. You see, not your home when the woman of the house is most important.
All right.
I think you've got to hire this girl, Ralph. I'm just not going to be a judge around here any longer.
Oh, honey, you know.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, tie down.
Oh, would you like me to wear my dinner jacket?
Good evening. Are you there? Yes, ma'am. Very fair. Well, I'm Mr. Cartwright. Oh, please come in.
Mamie,
this is Mr. Cartwright.
Hiya, Mamie.
Well, it's me, sir. Well, sit down, Mamie.
Thank you.
You can cook, of course.
Yes, but only plain cooking.
Oh, that's just what we want. We don't go into fancy dishes here. Isn't that so, Ralph?
Sure.
Well, now, this apartment has 4 rooms, and your room's in there, next to the kitchen. There's a small radio on the table for your own use. I think you'll be very comfortable.
Any more thing, Mrs. Cartwright?
Oh, no. We think I can do it.
Oh.
The story, of course, was lifted in the air.
That was all right.
Oh, well, it's fine. Then, I suppose you move in tomorrow morning.
Dinner?
Yes, sir.
A restaurant.
Yes. I imagine you have some, maybe. You can say anything about references in the air. I know, but, not that I want to be silly.
You just tell us who you worked for last.
I worked for a woman last in the state. I'll write her for reference if you want. How long did you work there?
2 years. I came here last month. I haven't been doing much since then. I thought I'd take a little rest. But now I want to go back to work again.
Mamie, what's this woman's name?
Kent.
And her address?
Now look, Mr. Cartwright, if you think I'm lying.
Oh, no, Mamie, please don't feel that way. You are Mr. Kent. And tell us the reference when you receive it.
What? I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, now, that's just about all. Can we expect you at 8 in the morning?
I'll be here.
But, here's your fee. You can keep it with you. You get Sundays off and,
what is it, then? I was just wondering about the kitchen.
Oh, you'll find it a very nice place to work in. There's a big nothing to stay with both, so you.
What kind of a stove have you got?
What kind?
Electric or plain?
Electric.
Oh, too bad.
I mean, it's just as easy to cook on as a gas stove.
I know, it'll be people think so, but I don't. I was like the kind that had to fly.
Get the office an hour sooner. First, dinner ready? I'm starved.
I'm almost done, Mr. Tripp. I have to send out for some tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, did you find out any more about her?
No, Ralph. The woman is sending for references. Oh, to be an
actress? Yes, I'll say
so. But she told me a little about herself. She's 39, and the people were farmers. They originally come from the country somewhere. Ah, Mr. Poop paid too far.
Yeah. Oh, say, before I forget, I'd better wrap those matches.
What matches?
Oh, those special giant barbecue matches I bought for Larry Wilson. It's worth that, Friday, and I want to send them out.
Well, what did you do with the book?
I see. Right here.
Darling, I didn't do any matches.
Oh, that couldn't have got lost. The box is over a foot high.
And then he cleaned the house today. Maybe she put them somewhere else.
Well, I'm going to have a look for them. If I don't get that package out in the morning, I'll forget about it. Hey.
Did you find it?
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, you did find it.
Yes. Do you know where?
Yes.
In Mamie's room. Well, you was pretty good, Virginia.
Well, Mamie's a much better cook than she pretends to be.
Well, you still have to pass the acid test and she cooked me a first-class roast.
Do you want your coffee, Mailman?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Mamie?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind passing me that box of cigars? They're on the table.
Yes.
Oh, say, I got a break today, Virginia. Charlie Bolton came in with an order for 200.
Hello,
Arthur. Oh, thank you.
Let me light it for you, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, nice of you, sir. Oh, as I was saying, Virginia, Charlie Bolton came in.
Oh. You should put that nut down before you burn yourself.
I won't burn myself, ma'am.
Is there anything else you want, Black Man?
No, thank you, ma'am. You can clear the dishes and have the evening off. I've got a club meeting tonight, and Mr. Cutler's going to a political meeting.
Yes, ma'am. You might take in a movie around the corner.
Oh, I don't think so. I can find things to do that I enjoy.
Thanks for the evening, ma'am.
Oh, that was odd.
What was?
Well, he waked me up that night because it almost burned a finger.
What reminded us, sir?
If you hadn't forgotten about it, she's looking at it all the time.
Well, let's not talk about it while she's in front of you. She's not here.
Oh, my. I still think it was odd. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Oh, where's Mamie?
That's what I'd like to know. Didn't come back last night,
huh?
I'm making all the trips, so you won't be late to work.
Well, you don't need to be left, do you?
I hope not. You say you're still in the room. Oh, Ralph, I wish you wouldn't talk about your dinner so much. You might be able to hear
me. Now, don't blame this on me, Virginia. I never said anything.
It's annoying, that's all. I kept someone I love, and she worked one day, and then she disappears. But you must drive a woman to distract me.
Maybe she went out on a bender.
What?
Well, who knows? She might be one of those lost weekends. We may be better off getting rid of her after all.
Ralph, how can you say that?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay out of your way. You're not in a very good mood today, dear. Here's my morning paper.
Well, it always is at this time. Outside the door.
Okay. Hey, Virginia, how about it?
What is it?
The headline here. Flaming Francis strikes again.
What?
The pyromaniac nicknamed Flaming Francis by the police set fire to another building outside on Harrow Street.
Oh, just around the corner.
Fortunately, the building had been condemned and was just about to be raised. No one was injured, although a fireman was overcome by smoke.
Oh, he's right here in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's Mamie.
Mamie, all right.
Morning. Good morning, Mamie. I'm sorry I didn't get back last night, but I didn't think you'd leave me until this morning anyway. Well, that's all right. You see, I went to visit a sick friend who had... No one can care of it.
What's happened to your left hand, Mamie?
Yes?
Why is it bandaged?
Oh, it's nothing. I'll get my uniform on and start my work. All right, Mamie. Oh, well, thank goodness you did. Well, all right,
Virginia.
When?
That bandaged hand of hers.
What?
the bandage was padded, and part of it seemed to be stained with some kind of lacing.
Well, what about it?
Well, it's the kind of bandage I've seen sometimes on a very bad dream.
Gone like smoke from a burning ember can never be reclaimed. But the ember can perpetuate itself. Given few enough, it can ignite and spread. And there are those who receive a strange exhilaration as they watch the flames march on, leaving death and desolation in their wake.
We've got to get rid of her, Virginia.
Please, Bob, let's not be hurt.
I've got half a mind to call the police.
And what can you say to them? Couldn't you have that piece of woman there after?
Oh, I admit it's all circumstantial, but I'm not taking any chances.
Bob, if you call the police and she's innocent, as I'm sure she is, she's dangerous.
What you don't seem to realize, Virginia, is that we may have a dangerous maniac in the house. We've simply got to protect ourselves whether we lose her or not. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call the police right now while she's out, and I'll have one of their men come over tonight.
Oh, can't it wait until tomorrow?
Listen, I couldn't do any work at the office today because I was worrying so much. I saw her burning the whole block of flats down with you in it.
Oh, Dad, you've just got a big imagination.
Well, that's how I feel about it. And I'm calling the authorities. When did Mamie say she'd return?
She said about 10:30. She's going to the pictures.
Well, for all we know, she may be trying to burn down a couple of hospitals just to keep herself in trim. No, I'm definitely going to get the police. And as you said, you hired this girl two nights ago.
Yes, Sergeant. She answered an ad in the paper.
Did she give any references, Mrs. Cartwright?
We asked her for them, and she said she'd write to the last place she worked at, in another state.
Ah, well, it would take at least a week to get a reply, if her story was true.
And we can check on it later.
Sergeant, don't you think it may have been a coincidence? The burn on her hand, I mean.
Very easily. Frankly, I wasn't even sure it was a burn, but under the circumstances...
You did the right thing, Mr. Cartwright. According to taking any chances. If you need them, she can prove it soon enough. Well, let's have a look at her room.
Yes, all right. Come with me.
Maybe she's in here.
Is that her suitcase?
Yes.
Can we have a look at it?
Have you any other clues?
No, not yet. This is the first break you've had. Well, there doesn't seem to be anything here.
What are you doing with my suit?
Hello, Mamie.
We didn't think you'd be back so soon, Mamie.
Well, the child was snowed into my room.
Now, just a minute.
Mamie, this is Jack.
Sergeant Kane.
A policeman.
Yes. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I haven't done anything. I'm not a thief.
We're not looking for a thief, Mimi. What happened to your hand?
I heard it.
How?
I burned it.
Where?
On a stove?
Yes? Yeah?
In my friend's house. She told us she was going to visit her friend on the night of the last dinner. Stop fire.
Mimi, I'm afraid I'll have to take you down to headquarters.
You're arresting me?
No, we just want to question you. If you answer that question the right way, we'll have to go inside an hour.
But what have I done? What do you think I'll mean?
All right, Mimi, come along quiet.
I knew I should never take him his rotten job.
Come on, Mamie.
I'll cut the hands off me. I can walk by myself.
Well, that's that.
I guess he's lucky for good
news. She was guilty. I could see it in her eyes. She was scared to death when she saw that detective. The one you were after?
Look that way. Now let's make a break. I've got 20 men scouring the city for her. Keep an eye on your face, too.
So, if you stay up here, I'll turn her in immediately.
I hope I didn't
scare
your wife.
Well, listen, I'll take care of that.
As soon as we know, I'll let you know. You'll make
it start
right here,
Easter. Thank you.
I advise you to take Ruthie into caution. Remember, she's a dangerous woman.
Yes, I'll keep my eyes open. Thanks for calling, Sergeant.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I'm scared.
Now, Virginia, there's no need to be scared. There's nothing to be frightened about.
But I am. She's liable to come back and set fire to the apartment.
She's not at all likely to come back.
I won't stay here until she's caught well.
Now, look, Virginia.
I just couldn't sleep all night. Oh, darling, let's go to a hotel.
Hotel? Oh, now, that's silly. Besides, well, someone ought to be here in case she returns. It's perfectly all right. I can handle her.
Isn't that... Would you really mind if I stayed overnight somewhere else?
Somewhere else? Well, Do we?
I could go to your sister's place. You remember, she left the key when she went away on holiday.
It's after 11. You know, I don't like her to go across town at this hour alone.
Well, I'll take a cab in front of the door.
I suppose that'll be all right. And call me when you get there.
Oh, darling, I will. Please be careful.
Don't worry, darling, I will. And that if I shut my eyes for the rest of the night.
Mankind took many centuries to make a fire a good servant. But it takes only a few minutes for the good servant to turn into a destructive monster. Let's follow the fortunes of Flaming Francis.
Mrs. Parker.
No, don't make a fire. I had enough in my bag, and I know how to use it. What do you want?
You thought you were pretty clever, didn't you, calling the police?
Well, I'm clever. I was feeling you'd leave your house tonight, and you found out I'd got away, and I've been waiting for you. Tony, you're being very foolish, thank you. Tell me what I am. Well, you people are alike. You pay out money, and you think I'm a slave.
What are you talking about?
You think you can buy the world, don't you? You think having money is everything, and it isn't.
All right, it isn't.
Now, if you'll just let me know, Mrs. Cartwright, you're not getting a chance to call the police and tell them the storm.
I won't say anything.
Coming with me. I want to prove something.
What is it, Paul?
That money isn't everything. I'm going to tell you a bigger
story. Only, what do you mean?
You'll find out. Come with me. It isn't very far.
Well, Miss Allie,
where are you taking me?
Please walk in, Mrs. Cartwright. We're going into the cellar.
And we step. Open this door.
It's so dark in here.
You know what this building is?
No.
It's a warehouse. You know what this building is?
What?
Yes, sir. Take my light and let's go. I'll show you something. Look at the sign on those walls. No smoking. Been up last night.
Let the flames come up as loud as a fire.
And I'll leave you here to enjoy to the finish.
Don't be a fool, Manny. I wouldn't do that.
Not you wouldn't.
You don't know anything about me, do you? But you're going to learn a little something right now. Manny, that's one of those newspapers in that rubbish bin.
Newspaper?
What a fine job I do turned out to be. I'd expect to set this building ablaze with one match.
What do you know about it?
I know that you have nothing to do with the Sanders Street fire. And the Harris Street fire is another job that doesn't mean to you.
How do you know?
Because I started them both. And I didn't do it with a match either.
That on the level?
Yes. Yeah. I'll show you something, isn't it?
No, I don't.
I'm not. See? You know what they are?
You know
what they are? Yeah. What? I made them myself. All I have to do is to throw it up against that wall. And it'll burn through everything.
Can't
you? You've got to know something about chemistry to make these.
You mean, we use those things to start the fire?
Of course. You have got something in common, haven't you? We both love to see the flame before we look away from food. And we both love to smell the smoke as it curls up in the sky. Oh, it's wonderful. You want to put a box up coming through
the car. Mrs. Cartwright, what about your husband? Does he know anything about this
crap? Don't stop the fool. You'd never understand. Okay, you do know me, you do.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to take to hear the crackle of a burning car. And when the spark flies, here, take a foot. Look, you throw one on this side, and I'll throw mine over here. I'll put it there. And you go outside and watch for me. Well, what? I will after there. Oh, tell it, lady.
Don't struggle, Mrs.
Cartwright,
or you might get
fired.
This is your last fire, my girl. Come on.
There's only one thing to me. Bob, I've made it.
The fire. Best woman to take him on the floor.
The
fire? You had an idea you were behind those fires. You were seen in the neighborhood of two of them. We needed a little more proof.
It's going to happen.
I'll tell you, we have. All right, Flaming Cartwright.
one last look.
As old as time. And they say that even the earth was a smoldering crust before the coming of man. And there was a time-worn axiom that Flaming Francis might have found appropriate. Fire can only be fought in turn with fire.
Written by Lawrence Tee and narrated by Hart McGuire, you heard as Virginia, Margot Lee. As Mamie, Margaret Christensen. As Ralph, John Bushell. And as the sergeant, Max Austin. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Great Gibson radio production.